Hello, this is Jacqueline B. Further reflecting on the freedom of a week off, freedom versus pressure. And I talked earlier about how not working this week sort of enabled me to see how I put myself under pressure and the freedom that I feel this week where I could get up and do what I like. And I was looking at that and looking in my diary and realising that in actual fact, I've probably done as much work this week as I would normally do. I've had meetings and I've still got meetings to have. I've done networking. I've made phone calls, probably not as many as I would normally make. I've been checking emails and setting up appointments and following up on things. So in actual fact, if you were to make a matrix and look at my activities this week and look at my activities on any other given week, I have probably worked an equal amount. So the only difference then has been my attitude about the work, or my thoughts of going into the week. So this week has been, I'm not really working this week, it's just I've got a few things to do, but in between that I am not under pressure to do anything else. So when I feel like doing the housework, I can just do the housework. When I feel like meeting a friend for coffee, I can just meet a friend for coffee. And there's been a much more joyful, sparky, fun element to the week. When in actual fact, I can do that anytime. That's the joy of working for yourself, isn't it? Is that you can do what you want at any given time. So I'm intrigued by that. I'm intrigued by what thoughts am I having that are different on a working week that bring about the more pressured attitude. Thank you for listening.